Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day team. It's me, your host, Bram. And I want to thank everyone for the great feedback on Dave Grossman's podcast that was released on the weekend. Thanks to all the messages. I'm glad you all got a lot out of it, as did I. So thanks for that. And, you know, I thought I would release a midweek podcast to help everyone with their boredom this week. But also because of some of the questions that I had around one of the things that I said, which was weaponizing emotional intelligence. And, you know, I talked a bit with Dave about authenticity and humility and caring for your subordinates. I don't like using the term subordinates, but it's the best way to describe it. And I thought I'd just take a moment to talk to you all about humility. And the reason that I decided that I would do that, let me set the scene for you. This morning I was walking along the coast between Scarborough and City Beach and I saw Nat Fyfe. And for those of you who don't know who Nat Fyfe is, he's the captain of the Fremantle Dockers. So he's walking along, people are running towards him and realising that it's him. And they're sort of freaking out a little bit, like, oh God, it's Nat Fyfe. And saying hello to him and runners going past and high-five him, you know, high-fiving him. no social distancing when they see a superstar. Now, listen, he grew up in Perth. He's a great speaker when you see him on TV. He's a great athlete and he's a really good coach and mentor to the younger guys in his football team. And he's a superstar, and yet you see him walk along and he is accessible and he is humble. Now think about yourself. If you grew up in your hometown, you came back here and you're a superstar, would you be as humble as that? You know, I have to say, I think the AFL is getting it right with the way that they're teaching these young guys leadership. And I want to talk a little bit about humility. And I have this saying around humility, and anyone who's listened to my podcast has no doubt heard me say it before. You can't get fat eating humble pie. You can't get fat eating humble pie. So what exactly do I mean by that? Right, well, as a leader, I found humility to be a really powerful resource when it came to motivating my own subordinates. Again, there's that word, but someone give me a better word for people who are in your team that are working for you. Team members? It was actually on my first deployment as an operations officer of a commando company that I realized that soldiers responded better when I could stand in front of them and say I'd made a mistake, or that they were right and let's just go with their plan or that thing or whatever it was. Yep, you're right. Let's do that. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Great idea. Let's do this. And it's all about diversity of thought. I'll get to that in a moment. I also learned at around the same time not to have an emotional attachment to any plan or to any strategy that I'd come up with. Not to have an emotional attachment to a way of doing things, because chances are there's someone out there with a better idea or an opinion that actually is more learned than your own. And ultimately, together, you all come up with a better plan. So if you, as a leader, have an emotional attachment to the plan that you're presenting, you're already coming at it to a position of bias that you can't pull back from, so you can't be humble. So not being emotionally attached in the first instance helps you to be more humble. Humility is actually a really great tool when it comes to creating a safe environment for people to collaborate, bring all their experiences in together to solve a problem. Yeah, I can feel the cringing coming around all of your earphones because I've used the word safe environment, because it conjures up these sort of extreme left-wing views of the world. But I do think that we need to concern ourselves with creating a safe environment, because a safe environment allows diversity of thought to take place. It allows you to let other people with opinions have their say so they're not bullied. There's a level of safety when it comes to sharing your opinions in a safe environment, right? You can share your experiences, and only the humble leader can create this sort of high watermark, can create this environment where that diversity of thought can flourish. The idea is that it's not bad for you to show some humility. I learned this a little bit later in my career. Actually, it was Tim Curtis, who was an officer that came to the Commando Regiment from the Special Air Service Regiment to raise the counter-terrorist capability. Himself and Ben Pronk have a podcast called Unforgiving 60, so go and check that out. One of the things he used to say was to be humble in defeat and gracious in victory. Humble in defeat and gracious in victory. I think that pretty much sums up Nat Fyfe, actually. The other thing he used to say was that life is a daily renewable contract. Now, I throw that in the front cover of a lot of my Matt Ricks military fiction books, because that character personifies that life is a daily renewable contract. As long as you get up the next day, then it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It's today that counts. It's a daily renewable contract. As long as you're alive, you can be better. As long as you're alive, you can make better decisions. As long as you're alive, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday, you can focus on the new you, the next day. Both of these sayings, humble in defeat, gracious in victory, life is a daily renewable contract, both of these sayings have helped shape the person that I am today. They both speak of a type of inner strength, perhaps even stoicism. It might surprise some of you to know that life has not been easy for me at every step of the way, and that I too have had to look inner and find a strength for things. You know, don't believe everything you see in social media, right? So everything that I am today, especially in the last decade and a half, has come from those two sayings. Humility. They speak about humility, I think. Let me explain a little bit about what humility actually is, all right? It's all about how you view your own importance in the grand scheme of things. It's how you respond to being right, of course, as well as how you respond to being wrong. Actually, how people respond to being wrong gives me a really good indication of the type of person that I'm dealing with. If they throw their toys out of the pram, suffice to say they probably have a higher regard for themselves than the situation itself. Now, don't get me wrong, I do judge people on how they respond to not winning or to not being right. But actually, it's how people respond when they are absolutely wrong that gives me the best indication of what that person's like. And let me explain for a moment what humility is not. It's not self-deprecation, right? It's not being submissive. In fact, on those days when I'm eating absolute lashings of humble pie, I find that it's actually a position of power. Acknowledging that I was wrong about something often catches people off guard. Now, it's not letting people win for no reason. It's showing them that you're authentic and that you are self-aware. Having humility means that you know you make mistakes and other people can see you forgiving yourself for making that mistake in that moment, and they then understand that you will forgive them if they make a mistake. When people know that they can make mistakes and that you will forgive them for those mistakes, especially in that team construct, they'll be braver about experimenting for better solutions. And as a leader, this is a great outcome. You want teams that are brave and innovative. High-performing leader builds a high-performing culture, which builds a high-performing team. You can't have any of that if the leader isn't humble. Take my word for it. Alrighty, gang. Just thought I would share a little bit of a knowledge nugget for this week. And I've got Rabia Sadiq coming up this weekend on the Warrior U podcast. She's got a fascinating story. If you got anything out of today's little knowledge nugget, please leave me a review on iTunes. They all help. And yeah, that's about it. Remember, live a life worth living. Hey, listen, if you're still listening to this podcast, you're in a very select group of people who are the end of podcast group listening group team. In which case, if you mention that you're in that team when you write a review, I will pick one of you to send a t-shirt to this week. That's it. Catch you later. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.